Speaking of alternative energies, hydrogen is the fuel of the future, and it's always going to be. Well, that's according to an old engineering joke, and never gets closer. But car makers may get the last laugh. Hyundai announced plans to release its hydrogen fuel cell car this spring, and Toyota is going to follow in 2015. Will we start seeing a hydrogen nozzle at the pump soon? Should Tesla be worried about its electric cars? My next guest is here to take us through a little test drive of these hydrogen fuel cell cars. Jack Brower is Associate Director at the National Fuel Cell Research Center, Professor of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering at UC Irvine. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you very much.
So Toyota's going to roll out its hydrogen car in 2015. Can you give us specs on the car?
Well, the car will be a four-door sedan. It will be a car that has performance characteristics that are like some of the Lexus models, like the IS or something like that, which will be quite attractive for acceleration and feel and drive. And it also will have a new design, not built on the platform of an existing vehicle, but rather a brand new fuel cell design. And it was unveiled at the LA Auto Show earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. And Hyundai said they might come out by the end of this year, or the springtime is what I'd been reading in the papers.
As a matter of fact, they will start building, mass producing on the same manufacturing line as their regular compact SUV. They will start manufacturing fuel cell SUVs starting next month already. And they will start delivering those vehicles to customers here in Southern California starting in the spring of this year.
Wow. And so where are you going to get your hydrogen from? Where are you going to fill up?
So in Southern California and in Northern California, we have been driving fuel cell vehicles for almost 10 years now already, and using some hydrogen infrastructure that's been evolving. And so already in Southern California, we have more than 10 stations. I think we actually are getting up to about 18 stations in Southern California already, which gives us already pretty good coverage in the Los Angeles basin. And even going between Los Angeles and San Francisco is something that we should be able to do very shortly. And then up in Northern California as well, they have on the order of eight or so stations. And as a result, people who live in these areas, Southern California or Northern California, will be able to refuel their vehicles at fueling stations that already exist. And many more are planned for the next several years.
Wow. And what's your driving radius on a car? Fuel cell
so the Toyota vehicle that we've been driving, which is an SUV, it's built on their Highlander platform, that's been their prototype fuel cell vehicle, has the potential to go more than 400 miles on a single refill.
Wow.
Typically, we're getting 300 or so for the typical time that we tend to refill, because we have some anxiety, a little bit of anxiety about filling it before it gets completely empty.
Mm-hmm. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. Talking with Jack Brower about this new generation of fuel, so hydrogen fuel cells, vehicle cars. Of course, as you say, they're going to be starting out in California. Well, everything starts in California. But how fast will they spread? Or is this just an experiment, or is there a commitment to bring it to the rest of the country?
No, there's a commitment to bring it not only to California, but to the Northeast and then to the rest of the country. And at the same time that these vehicles are being introduced in California, they're also being introduced in Europe and in Japan. And so there are several places around the world where the hydrogen fueling infrastructure together with these commercial fuel cell vehicles are being sold in the very near future. Hyundai starting in a couple of months, this spring.
And how do they move the hydrogen around? Does it come in on a tanker, like, you know, a tank car, tractor trailer, like you see the gasoline being? put in the
tanks?
There
are several ways in which hydrogen can be moved around in society, and as a matter of fact, it's already being moved around in at least three major ways. One of the major ways is via pipeline. So, for example, in Southern California, near the airport and near the refineries in Long Beach and the port, we already have, I think, around 25 or 30 miles of hydrogen pipelines. And as a matter of fact, the fueling station that's in Torrance, California, actually is directly served by a pipeline.
Wow.
So that's one of the ways in which hydrogen can be delivered. It can also be delivered by truck using pressurized containers, or by truck using a liquefied version of hydrogen. And depending upon the distance that one has to deliver it, one would be preferred over the other.
What you have refilled your car. What does it feel like? What does it feel like? How does it feel at the pump there to put hydrogen
into? So I've been doing it for about 10 years now, and so it seems very commonplace to me, and at least as easy and straightforward as it is for me to fill my gasoline vehicle, except for I don't get that irritating odor.
Oh, shucks. Couldn't they put it in there just for you, just to irritate you? Not to mention with diesel. Boy, that is something. The diesel odor is even worse. But
yes.
Is Tesla or the other electric car makers, are they in jeopardy yet? Do they feel any heat on this?
So I want to take exception to that question because I don't think that there should be competition between these two types of vehicles. Both of them are positive for our use in society in the future. They both are zero-emission vehicles on the vehicle itself. Mm-hmm. They don't produce any greenhouse gas emissions nor any criteria pollutant emissions. So these are both good technologies for the environment. They also are both efficient technologies. As a matter of fact, battery electric vehicles are more efficient in converting stored energy on the vehicle to propulsion power than our fuel cell vehicles. But fuel cell vehicles have other advantages compared to battery electric vehicles that enable them, for example, to be refueled much more quickly and enable them to go much longer distances and enable them to be used in larger vehicle platforms, you know, like buses or SUVs or even long-haul trucks or something like that. So what we should think about is using battery electric vehicles where they make the most sense and where they're the most promising solution, and fuel cell vehicles where they make the most sense. And so I picture myself, although I can't afford a Tesla yet, having a Tesla and a fuel cell vehicle as my two cars in the future.
You've got it all covered. All right, Jack, thank you very much for taking time to be with us. We'll look back on East here. We'd love to drive one, try and see what it feels like out there. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
Jack Brower is Associate Director at the National Fuel Cell Research Center, Professor of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering at the UC Irvine.